Sometimes she loved the dangerous crystals more than him. But he got it. Drugs sucked. He rubbed his chest, picturing her pretty bluish-green eyes when they'd been clear. Drug-free, she'd loved him a lot. That was more than most kids got. She'd always chosen losers to live with, and Heath had been getting just big enough to protect her. But he hadn't gotten there fast enough, and she'd died. He clenched his fingers into a fist and fought not to cry in front of the lady driving the car. "You'll like it at the home," the woman said, "and we'll get to know each other." Why would the lady want to know him? "Humph," she smiled, and her teeth were really straight. "Do you remember my name?" He scratched a scab on his elbow. "Sylvia Daniels." He never forgot anything, and could even recite the first page of a book he'd read years ago. "You're a social worker studying smart kids." At least that's what she'd said when she'd picked him up to take him to the doctor. Something told him she wasn't giving him the full truth, but grown-ups usually didn't. So long as they left him alone, he didn't really care. But she probably wasn't going to leave him alone. "Did your mother tell you anything about your father or family?" Sylvia asked.